Here at the 2009 Commodity Classic, I am at the Agritechnica booth, and with me are two ladies who are talking to growers here. We have about 1,500 growers from all over the country here, and they're talking to them a little bit about what Agritechnica is. And ladies, if you could first give me your names, please.
Melene Conlon.
And my name is Annette Reichhold.
Well, tell us first, what is Agritechnica?
Agritechnica is the largest agricultural machinery exhibition in the world. It attracts 340,000 people, visitors. 71,000 of them are from outside of Germany. And so that would be about 3,000 to 4,000 from North America alone.
Well, what is the history of Agritechnica?
It's older than 20 years right now. And so, but our company, DLG, it's the German Agricultural Society. We were founded in 1885. By farmers for farmers. So we are a member-driven company, non-profit organization, and we are organizing agricultural shows and earn our money by organizing these shows. And some of our colleagues, they are doing expertise and consultancy to both farmers and, for example, political institutions. But we are completely independent politically. So this is very important to us. So we are a non-profit organization.
What is the big draw? Why is it that so many farmers go to Agritechnica?
Agritechnica is considered the international gathering point for agricultural machinery experts worldwide. And agricultural machinery manufacturers time their innovation cycle according to Agritechnica. That means Agritechnica is their chosen venue for presenting their innovations. Case in point, we saw two years ago in 2007, John Deere, they brought over a large group of U.S. journalists because they had a special innovation to present. So it just shows that companies like John Deere, basically the biggest ones in the world, they time their innovations, and that's why that attracts so many people, 340,000 experts worldwide, farmers, dealers, you get everything there.
Now, the show is over 20 years old, but how has some of the exhibits, some of the technology, and some of the machinery changed in the last 20 years? I mean, what are some of the new products that you're seeing offered in the last, you know, just in the last 5 to 10 years?
Well, we see a lot of, obviously, larger farms. You know, the Agritechnica appeals to the larger farms in places like Kazakhstan and Russia, where you get, like, you can get up to 800,000 hectares. I don't know what that translates to into acreages. And then on the other hand, you've got sort of the smaller farms in Germany, France, etc. And there you actually have all of these technologies coming together to meet the needs of all of those farmers. You see greater features of functionalities put together in one agricultural unit. You see things like weight savings, where you might choose better materials for tractors, etc. But these are all the innovations that, you know, you'll see at Agritechnica.
What about precision technology?
I think we have had precision farming as a special topic already in 2003 at Agritechnica. So it's very important in Germany, and I think it will be important for a longer time, maybe forever, I think so. So it's very important in Europe, I would say. Yeah.
And also, like, for example, you see on a car, like 90% of innovations is based on electronics. Now, you see some similar trends in the agricultural industry where a lot of new innovations is based on electronics, and that's where obviously precision farming also comes in. Today we have the opportunities to use different information sources and fuse those information sources together to provide optimal information for the farmer to enable him to farm even better.
What kind of interest are you getting from growers here at the Commodity Classic about Agritechnica? Of course, this is, you know, an international event. It's going to be in Europe. What are you telling them why they should be there?
Yeah, we tell that our show is really a very big one, very large one. And not only that, you will find all decision makers from all over the world over there. And It's a very modern show, so you will find the latest innovations that will be presented by our exhibitors. And I think it's really a very good place to be, and it's a very high standard. It's a very high level. And so this attracts a lot of visitors from all over the world, and especially from Northern America too. So usually if you meet somebody who has already been there, everybody will tell you it's a fantastic show. And so one tells it to other people, and so more and more are coming from North America. And this is very good because our exhibitors from Germany, France, Italy, they are very much interested in the Northern American market. Yeah, they want to sell their products too, yeah.
Well, and I think agriculture itself has become very global. I mean, our farmers have to start looking outside of the United States, not just for the export markets, but also for to share ideas with farmers in other parts of the world.
Yes, that's something that we do bring together farmers from all over the world. At Agritechnica, we have special forums. We have conferences where farmers actually get together and understand any global issues. This year, we have a special focus on soil and water issues, and we are presenting, for example, what the solutions to some of those issues to do with water or soil is for America, what solutions they might have in South America, and bringing all of those technical issues together so that you get a full overview of what's actually going on in the world. And that's where obviously the U.S. visitor is particularly interested in coming over as well.
Mm. Right. Well, so that's a good point. This is not just an equipment show, not just a machinery show.
No. You know, we are not a so-called a normal show organizer. We are the German Agricultural Society, so we have a lot of knowledge in the agricultural field, and this makes us different from other show organizers. And we have around 100 forums, and some of these forums are translated or will be translated into English and Russian, for example, Polish. And so this is important. Even in French we have some, yeah. And so this is important. Many people are interested in visiting these forums as well.
Well, besides the show itself, farmers could actually kind of make a vacation out of this. I suppose you would do that, going to Europe. Are there other things that they can see and do while they're there?
Yeah. We've had great interest from farmers here at the Commodity Classic. For example, somebody just wants to bring over 50 farmers from the Kentucky area, and they basically want to come over there, visit a German farm, visit Agritechnica at the same time. And interestingly enough, he told me that they've been over to the UK just 10 years ago, and they copied some of the way that they farm their land over there, and they took it back to Kentucky and was able to increase their yield by a third just by copying a European method. So that's another practical way in which they can take advantage of the Agritechnica show.
Very good. Now, if a grower wants to find out more about Agritechnica, where can they find out more information and registration?
So at first, they can come, they can have a look on our homepage, www.agritechnica.com. Yeah, and there they find visitor service, exhibitor service, and you can have a look over there. And we have, for example, travel offices abroad, and we have a partner here in Virginia, and she is organizing trips to Germany. And if you need accommodation, you can find everything there, and the people can get in contact directly with me, and my email address is mentioned on the homepage too, so it's no problem. And usually all people related to this touristical field, they can speak English, so it's no problem.
Very good. Well, we'll encourage everybody to go to agritechnica.com, the event coming up November 10th through the 14th in Hanover, Germany. I'm Cindy Zimmerman at Commodity Classic.